Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to hour number two, and I want to set up what I'm about ready to talk about by reminding you of a book that's coming out very soon. It's called A Language of Healing, and it's a book by Wayne Jacobson. He's written with two other people, Bob Prater and Arnita Willis. I got a preview of this book that I just finished reading over the weekend. The book is absolutely positively excellent. Just give you some background, and I'll have Wayne on the program very soon to talk about this, and perhaps a couple of the others as well. Wayne would, you know, there's no question that our viewpoints would probably be very much the same ideologically. The other two would be very different, you know, on the other end of the political spectrum. But really, the book is about being able to develop some type of consensus and how we can connect together and relate and address issues and come about with some type of consensus. I think, unfortunately, we are at a very polarized time that long term does not bode well for our country. It really doesn't. Now, I'll just tell you now, if your aim is to just power and bully people into accepting your will and your perspective, if you think that's the way this country is going to recover, I think you're in for a terrible disappointment. We will not build a more perfect union that way. I don't care what the ideology is. Now, I said this last week. It's important to do the right things in the right spirit. I think you can approach the right things with a wrong spirit and end up creating disaster. Now, this is really important in the discussion about police-involved shootings. I told you, and I've shared with you, a number of interactions I've had on social media, and I'm thinking of one guy in particular. Who, you know, and I want to talk with this person, you know, more than briefly. We've had some encounters just in passing, and most of it's been on social media beyond that. But I want to find out more of where this person is coming from. Now, I think I've pretty much drawn what's probably, I'm a pretty discerning person. I think I have a pretty accurate profile of where this guy's coming from. And it's unlikely we're going to be in agreement. But what I do think is important is that we all learn how to listen to each other as individuals and not be quick to put people into categories and to assume and presume their perspectives. Let me go into the story and just go right into the nuts and bolts of what happened this weekend. 28-year-old woman shot and killed inside of a bedroom in her Fort Worth home by a police officer. Tatiana Jefferson is this woman's name. Shot as the officer had been called to the house by a neighbor concerned the door to the home was open, a light was on around 2:30 in the morning. This person is a graduate of Xavier University. Here's the statement that went out. Tonight we received distressing news. A member of the Xavier family died as a result of a police shooting in Fort Worth, Texas. Our prayers and thoughts are with our family and friends as we gather as a community in prayer. As we wait for details of this incident to unfold, let us cling to our mission of justice and humanity and seek answers to our tragedy. Attorney Lee Merritt tweeted Saturday afternoon, Jefferson was playing video games with her nephew inside the home when the officer walked through the backyard. He said Jefferson got up to investigate the noise. Body camera footage released by the Fort Worth Police Department shows the officer in the backyard of the house. He yelled, "Put your hands up. Show me your hands," before shooting once. A neighbor said he had called the Fort Worth non-emergency number to request a welfare check after seeing his neighbor's front door open. We learned Jefferson was living in the home to care for her 8-year-old nephew and her grandparent. Fort Worth police officers said the officer said he shot into the house after perceiving a threat. How many times do you hear that? And I'm not belittling this perspective. But based on what I've seen and heard so far, this is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Charles, you had a specific thought about this that I thought was really insightful. And would you explain your characterization of this and other incidents like it in terms of police?
Well, this is the second incident that I can recall we've had very recently. The other one was in California. In the woman's apartment, she came into the wrong apartment.
Oh, you're talking about in Texas.
Yes,
the
I'm
one
sorry,
where
Texas.
We just had the trial recently.
Right. In both cases, a police officer shot an innocent victim. And the reason, the cause that was used, from what I understand, was that they felt their life was threatened. And I simply have to ask, having no other knowledge, just as an ordinary person on the street, not as naive as I am, wondering, is it because they felt their life was threatened, or is it because they felt scared?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're feeling scared and you have a gun, you're going to react differently than if you feel scared and you don't have a gun.
Yep.
You're so I just posed the question.
And it's a fair question. And I'm going to go a step further than you, Charles, and say, if this is the kind of situation you go into and you find yourself frequently scared, maybe you shouldn't be a police officer. I'm just saying that. It just blows my mind that you can have what amounts to a welfare check on a person, and that person ends up dead. How does that happen? How does that make any sense whatsoever? A really good post on social media that I came across. I hope that is still here, but I thought it was just absolutely on the money. If I can actually find this thing, because I think it really accurately described how this needs to be approached. Spike, here's what he said. Please stop calling the police to check on people you care about. Either check for yourself, ask a friend, or mind your business. I like that. Ailes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back on the broadcast, catch up on a couple of items on the text line. Some of you people are really cruel, like this person. I think the best thing Cam can do for the team is to re-injure his foot. Yeah, isn't that awful? What's wrong with you? That's terrible. Also, more seriously, on this shooting in Fort Worth, shooting of this woman in her home is the same as a cell phone worker shot in a room at the base of the tower some years ago by an officer. I remember that one. Tragic accident. This woman didn't respond to an officer she couldn't perceive. Vince, if the police were called because the front door was open, why was he in the backyard? Just asking. How about going and knocking on the front door? And we were talking as well during the commercial break, raising this question. Why not? Why not simply call? Don't they have access to phone numbers? Can they just call the house and say, hey, are you okay? There are a lot of things. Or you get out a megaphone. Hey, are you okay? There are plenty of things here. See, and I think this goes to a deeper issue of training and of vetting. Boy, you don't know how far I want to go with this conversation. Certain venues that I've been in recent days where I asked the question, who are the people who are doing some of these jobs that I've seen? Some of these companies I've seen and their vetting of employees is atrocious. I mean, there are people I would not hire to clean up crap out of my backyard. I mean, seriously. Now, I'm not being disrespectful. I am very much pro-police, and I want that understood. But at the same time, there have been so many of these things that have happened that just don't make any sense. And it makes me wonder, what is the mindset? And I know some people have turned this into a racial thing. I don't think you have to go there. I think in general, I think you have to raise the question about the lethality of some of these incidents and ask the question, why does it go from a simple inquiry about something to something very lethal? And I've raised this question before, and again, especially if you're a police officer, please understand again, I have the utmost respect for you and what you do. But I also ask this question plenty of times when I'm out and about and I see a police stop, not even at night, sometimes during the day. And I don't know all that's going on, but I think to myself, how many police officers does it take to do a traffic stop for one person? I mean, seriously. I'm resuming a book that I started reading called The War on Cops. And it's really interesting, some of the issues it addresses, some of the racial concerns. And, you know, we're at a place in our history. And again, this is like so many other issues. We've got to avoid the extremes. On one extreme is turning this into a police state, which I think in some areas there's the risk of that happening. On the flip side of the coin is just pure lawlessness. Because by the advocacy of some, there's really nothing you can do other than pull back. There's a section in this particular book, The War on Cops, where it was talking about the statistics of murders And the greatest danger is among young black men. I think it's like 18 to 23 or something like that. Their greatest danger is being shot by the police? No, by each other. And so really, the best protection for young black men is the cops. This is not the narrative you're going to get from some in the black community. But again, why is this the case? Because something has broken down. I would contend the family has broken down. And there's an atmosphere of lawlessness. This is why you hear the people who say, F the cops. Because this is the mindset of lawlessness. How do we address this? Again, the broader issue of jumping immediately to violence to address an issue. Let's go out to a call from Tom in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hello, Vince.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have a question about police training for these types of situations. Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Are police trained when they have a perceived threat to their person or their life? Are they trained to automatically shoot to kill?
Well, when you do fire, the goal is to fire at the in a way that's going to stop the threat. That's the goal. It's not just to injure the person, it's to stop the threat.
Well, why does stopping the threat result in so many fatalities?
Well, because
stop threats, tasering and other methods. Why does it seem like it always ends up with the perceived threat person being shot dead?
Well, see, and this is where I'm saying, when you get to that point, when you're actually firing, most of the time it's going to end up with killing the person. There's really no way around that. By the way, in fact, I should probably find this video and post it at some point. I don't know if you were listening the other day, but I was talking about a video I came across. Oh, it's horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Where police responded to some incident with a guy with a knife. And I guess he had stabbed somebody. And, you know, he's still walking in the street with a knife and approaching the cops with a knife. And they're telling him, stop, stop, stop. He doesn't stop. In fact, they start shooting. One officer shoots him. He gets up with the knife and starts running toward a police officer. And the officer is yelling, please don't do this. He has to blow the guy away. And, I thought for sure when he was shot the first time, he was down. He's not getting up. He got up and he grabbed a cop and he held that knife to that cop's throat. I mean, this is why you just don't know how quickly. That happened in a matter of seconds, Tom. A matter of seconds. So I get the threat when it is real. It is real. And yet, in a circumstance like this, when you're shooting into a home, I don't get this at all. I just don't get it. Appreciate your call there, Tom. Love to get your additional thoughts on this. And coming up, we'll talk about the Fox News saga as well. Varying perspectives on this. You're welcome to address either one. Stay with us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to quickly go to the text line, some of the responses to this officer-involved shooting that happened down in Fort Worth. We begin here. Vince, I don't know the officer's SOP for this type of call. I know here in Spartanburg County, open door building checks, normally two officers are sent. And if an officer finds an open door doing a check, they're to call and wait for backup. Should have waited until they arrived. This person, a retired police officer who sent this message. With the way you demonize police, even when a mistake is made, makes me sick. You, being a Christian, shouldn't demonize cops. Cops are constantly being shot at, hurt. That being said, you should never call the cops to help you. Hashtag fake Christian, fake news. Really? I think you need to unplug your ears. This is the very thing that I addressed at the very beginning of the conversation, and someone obviously did not listen very well. This frustrates the heck out of me. This is that same false binary choice nonsense that I refuse to buy into, that the cops are always right or the perpetrator is always a pure victim. I refuse to believe either one of those narratives. These are much more nuanced than that. And I think we ought to understand that by now. Cops do not always make the right decisions. And people, suspects, or in this case, just an innocent person, we don't know all of the circumstances here. And I'm certainly not going to declare this a clean shoot. Anyway, I wanted to share that because it was very clear. This same problem exists in us not being able to listen to other perspectives. Wonder how old the officer was in the shooting you addressed. Maybe worth considering. A 20 or 21-year-old simply is not mature or developed enough to handle the complex situations they may encounter. That's a fair discussion to have, I think. I believe this is Luis out in Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, sir.
I just wanted to address the comment that the guy before me made. I hear this all the time. Why don't they shoot him in the leg or shoot him in an arm or use some kind of other device to stop him? People don't realize that it is very, very hard to hit somebody when they're moving. When you see any kind of shooting, you see the cops shooting a bunch of times, and the person usually gets hit just a couple, two, three times. It is very, very hard. So, it's the cops are trained in the military. They're trained to shoot for center mass, trying to stop the threat as soon as possible.
Yes.
And most of the times, the person dies. I mean, that's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
Yep, you're absolutely right about this, and the ideal thing is you have a situation where it's not necessary to fire the weapon at all. Appreciate your call there. Let's quickly go out to Henry. Good morning, Henry.
Hey, good morning. Great topic. Couple points, and I'll make them quick. One is, if you're interested in this, you should read the book Battlefield America by John Whitehead, and specifically it addresses the militarization of the police forces that have been going on for some time. Secondly, law enforcement, many of them are former military. There's a distinct difference between law enforcement and military operations. And with respect to shooting to wound, that's a complete myth and fallacy. If you have to pull the trigger, you're going to aim center mass and drop the target. And lastly, law enforcement is really not trained to deal with mentally ill people, and their primary reaction is to go to guns. And that is the mindset that is being perpetrated by them in their training, whether their law enforcement academies are doing it or whether they come out of the military and go into law enforcement. They still have that same shoot first, ask questions, and officer safety trumps everything. And I seriously doubt that this officer will be found guilty of any crime. It'll be cleared a good shoot because that's what they usually do.
All right. Appreciate your perspective there, Henry. Let's quickly go out to Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, man, what a great topic. You stepped in it good this morning. And that text, that good Christian that texted you, she's probably on her third martini if she didn't understand where you were going with that. That's why I was so mad, because I called you. This is incredible. Look, the closer we get to a socialist country, and then I travel all over the world. I work under communists. I'm in the protein industry, so I get to go everywhere. And we can't afford to shoot somebody in the leg, but that's how everybody else does it, okay? When you're a socialist country, no government agency is going to want to take on this person that you wounded. Yes, their lives are saved, but it's all money there, and we're not at war here. I don't want to hear about that. Law enforcement should be law enforcement. Military should be military, and no target needs to die. How do you shoot a naked man that has a known mental illness? What is up with that? Okay, and what? One more quick question. Since you have some numbers, how many black people have shot the? How many black cops have shot these white people, or these? What is that? On these officer involved shootings? Who's shooting who? Is it black or white? White or black? Mexican black? What is it?
I think it's a mix of all of those things, Michael, and I think this is part of the problem, is, and we have to throw in the element of the media here, because the media loves, you know, it's a ghoulish thing to say, but I've just got to tell you, the media loves these stories, because they love conflict, and they throw gasoline on this fire, and cause people to be inflamed about these things over and over and over again. And most of the time, it's painted with a racial narrative, which I think is especially unfortunate. Michael, thanks very much for your call. Let's try to squeeze in about 30 seconds here. Eddie, take it away.
Hey, Ben, have you seen that spoof video of the Kingsman Secret Service where they have Trump inside the church and he's shooting the liberal media like CNN, MSNBC.
I have not seen that yet.
Oh my God, it is hilarious.
I will have to check this out. Lots of crazy things out there on social media. It's, yeah. What else can I possibly say about that? The thing I encourage you to do, let's all keep an open mind. Let's wait to hear all the facts.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to the final stretch of the Vince Coakley radio program. Been talking about the officer-involved shooting down in Fort Worth. This was a well-personed check. And sadly, that person who was being checked on is actually dead. In reference to the Yahoo's calling in, let me clear something up. I've been in law enforcement 15 years. Yes, we have training to deal with mentally ill, more so than not mentally ill, substantially more dangerous than the normal person. A lot of times they can't understand what's going on, and they have superhuman strength. Second, when presented with a deadly force situation, we're trained and drilled over and over to stop the threat completely. If my life or the life of others is in immediate danger, we deal with it. No one wants to kill anyone. But if that need arises, then in time of stress, you always revert to your training, period. If someone's trying to kill me, why in the world would I shoot to wound? So much more to say, but can't via text. If any of the listeners want to change or question law enforcement, I invite anyone to come train or join an agency and see what happens. I guarantee perspectives will change. Have a blessed day. And I do appreciate you sharing that. And it's, do you understand part of what I'm communicating here? This is not an either-or thing. This is an all-of-the-above. Identify with everybody and understand and listen to and hear their perspective. And I'm concerned this isn't happening very much. You know, on both extremes, the always police are always right extreme. There are people who have absolutely no empathy, even for the innocent person who shot. That's a problem. Then on the other end of the spectrum, those who are shouting F the police and that kind of nonsense, that's inexcusable as well. I think there are people out there who just want lawlessness, period. And they really do want violence to break out. They want this to just boil over completely where people are actually actively shooting each other. I really think, and I'm going to say it, I think there are people in the media who would be thrilled to death to see that. Just saying. It is unfortunate. Let us take a look at the day in history as we travel down to our upstate studio and our good friend Lonzo, who is eagerly waiting for the opportunity to answer four questions about this particular day. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am great.
How was the weekend?
The weekend wasn't bad. Went to a wedding.
Oh, very good. Very good. Four questions for you. And this is one I did not know. 1912, while delivering a speech in Milwaukee, this former president is shot and wounded by a would-be assassin. Papers in his pocket saved his life. And this former president insisted on finishing his speech. Who is this president? I can give you a hint if you like.
Yeah, I'll need it because I'm going with the standard.
I think his nephew later became president.
Roosevelt.
Which one?
The first one.
I will let you have it. It's Teddy. Teddy Roosevelt. 1947. Let's see what happened here. Chuck Yeager. Do you know the story of Chuck Yeager, who's an American pilot?
Yeah.
What was so special about what he did?
He broke the speed of sound?
Yeah, he's the first person to travel faster than the speed of sound. You're absolutely correct. In the X-1, in fact, this was kept secret until June of 1948, nearly a year later. 1962, this crisis developed with this country as American U-2 planes photographed Soviet nuclear missiles being delivered to this country. What country was it? Way
Cuba.
Too close to us. Yes. That's three, and this one you cannot miss.
Uh-oh.
This person, civil rights leader, received the Nobel Prize for his civil rights work in 1964.
Martin Luther King Jr.
You are absolutely correct. And Lonzo goes 4 for 4.
That's a way to start a Monday off, people.
Yes, yeah. It is. You do that, sir. Also, movies this weekend? Any
House
movies?
Weekend? No.
You didn't check any out, huh?
No.
I'm trying to remember.
I was going to say the new Will Smith movie came out, but it didn't really interest me that much.
So what is that movie exactly?
It's where he's fighting him, a younger version of himself.
Oh, is that the clone one?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the name of that one? Do you remember?
Gemini Man, isn't it?
Gemini. Okay, that's what I was going to ask you about. So you're kind of, you know.
Will Smith is hit and miss, and this one I just wasn't feeling it.
Okay. Fair enough. Yes, that's exactly what I was going to ask you about. So you've answered my question. Well, thank you, Alonzo. We'll talk again. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
And here's something that those of you in Anderson need to be aware of. A unanimously approved ordinance prohibits smoking tobacco products and e-cigarettes outdoors in downtown Anderson along a one-mile stretch of Main Street between Franklin and Greenville Streets. Now, this applies to within 25 feet of the sidewalks and rights of way in that area. So this ordinance expands a previous ordinance prohibiting smoking in smoke-free healthcare facilities. So keep this in mind. In downtown Anderson, this goes into effect November 1st, just a few weeks from now. In addition, the ban also covers all city parks and facilities. You violate this, $25 fine. So keep this in mind beginning November 1st in Anderson. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.